Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where the time is 8:16. And it's time for our live local interview. I have a couple of folks in the studio with me today. Charlie Morgan, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you so much for joining me. Rich McClear, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Rich and Charlie are both board members for the Sitka Music Festival Foundation. Charlie is an officer. Charlie's the secretary. And as Rich said, he's just a regular old board member.
Right.
But we're here to talk about the Sitka Music Festival Foundation. Rich, I'll start with you and ask you a little bit about what is the foundation?
The foundation was established in 1981 by some supporters of the music festival as a way of keeping the music festival going through good times and bad. It's got an endowment right now of about $1.25 million. It makes an annual gift to the festival. And it became really obvious to us during the pandemic how important the foundation was, because there were no ticket sales in 2000 and very limited ticket sales in 2001. But the foundation was able to provide support to the festival to get it over that bridge. And also, there's so many free things that the festival does, like the box lunch concerts, the concert on the lawn for families, and they have to be supported somehow. And so the endowment helps provide the foundation, the festival, with money for stuff that isn't charged for and to get us through rough times.
So the foundation started in 81. That's
right.
Around the time of from the very beginning of the music festival.
About 72, I think the foundation
yeah.
started.
Okay.
The festival started.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Charlie, how did you get involved in this in the first place?
Well,
I know you're a musician,
yeah.
right?
Well, I'm a drummer. So people might take issue
don't
with
don't dismiss that. You sound...
I started attending... concerts shortly after we moved here in 2000. And, I'm a person from the 60s, so I was into rock and roll and rhythm and blues and folk music. So classical music was a bit of a stretch for me. But we went, and the music was just beautiful, lovely music. But more than the music, it was the musicians that really captured my interest. It was clear to me that watching them perform, there was no place they would rather be and nothing they would rather be doing than be on that stage at that time playing that music.
And I think that's part of the allure. We have these people that come and they're kind of enamored with the town, and they get to know people like you, Charlie, and you, Rich, as well, and then decide that they want to come back and kind of keep that going. Rich, you have, I think I see you at every live music event there is. Anywhere. Is there anything you don't listen to live?
No, not much. I like all types of music, and I always have.
Yeah. So the foundation is here to help fund free things that the concert, that the festival does, educational things. Can you give me a couple of examples of things, even this week, or of course we're in the swing of the festival right now. What are some examples of things that are going on?
Well, the box lunch concert is tomorrow at noon at Odessa Center, and that's free. And a lot of people come, they bring their kids, they bring their families, and it gets them an introduction to the music. And then also free tomorrow night will be The Sure Thing. I think we heard about that yesterday in the morning interview with Martin Scherer, and it will talk a little bit about the music that we're going to hear. It's a replacement for music appreciation classes, I think, which are no longer really big in the school system.
I don't think so.
But
Rich.
Used to be. And I think it's important if people want to learn more to understand the music and also learn the backstories behind some of the musicians. Some of the musicians have got some pretty interesting backstories. And so that's what happens on Thursday. And that's supported by your gift to the foundation, the foundation's gift to the festival.
So we've talked before the interview, we talked a little bit about ticket sales. So, of course, there are ticket sales for some of the events, but not for all of them. And ticket sales don't necessarily cover the heating bill in Stevenson Hall or the cost of remodel.
Mm-hmm.
Did the foundation, was it involved at all with the kind of construction and remodeling and purchase, actually, of Stevenson?
No, that was a separate capital fundraising drive. And as a matter of fact, we held off our drive to grow the foundation until that was over, because we didn't want to compete with the music foundation, with the music festival in building and renovating Stevenson Hall.
So it's really, foundation is intended to help defray operating
costs. Right, it's
costs.
Operating costs,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charlie, so you as a board member, what are some of the things that the board members talk about? Do they have to, do you... try to decide how to allocate funds?
Well, we have a fairly arcane formula for allocating funds. I've never
back,
understood
dating back
it.
To maybe the 1860s.
Something like that. It makes the PFD formula look pretty simple.
tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Well, you'd have to ask Dan Jones, the treasurer, to explain it, because he's explained it multiple times, and it's never quite stuck. But last year, we gave $38,000 to the festival, and basically, we give it to their general fund, so they can use it however they wish. We don't tell them how to spend it. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of things also that go on. We used to be the Sitka Summer Music Festival Foundation. They dropped the summer because there are a lot of activities that occur in the winter, mm-hmm. especially up north. So musicians go out to villages that never get exposure to this sort of music and do concerts and workshops and teach lessons.
So I remember seeing Zul Bailey busking on Lincoln Street one day with his cello, and he reminded me that it was his carbon fiber cello, yep. which he likes to talk about, which he mm-hmm. likes to take to places where the weather conditions aren't necessarily optimal for chamber music.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, there's a lot to talk about. We mentioned the board, so you're just two members of the board, but it's an eight-member board.
Right. Yeah.
And Rich, can maybe tell us a little bit who's on the board and where are folks from?
Well, Susan Carlson is the president. She's from Sitka. Trish White from Sitka. And Dan Jones, the treasurer from Sitka. And Charlie and me. And then Olga Borland from Sitka. And then from Anchorage, we have two members, Sharon Davis and Rosalind Carruth. And, the eight of us meet quarterly. And we look at the investment portfolio. And we plan for a fundraising drive, which is what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And once we got the go-ahead that the building had been paid for, our goal was to increase the size of the endowment by $100,000. And that's what we've been working on as a board for the last half year. First of all, we secured a challenge grant from an anonymous donor of $50,000. And so every donation that you make to the foundation will be matched. And so if we could raise $50,000, this is our first public fundraising attempt for the foundation. Normally it's been, legacy gifts that people have left in their wills. This is our first attempt to get the general public to support the foundation, and we have that challenge grant.
Well, I had to ask you earlier about the foundation because I wasn't familiar with that, mm-hmm. and it's because there hasn't been this this public outreach.
Right.
Yeah. So how are you planning on approaching this? How are you getting the word out, obviously here, but what other mechanisms do you have in mind?
Well, direct mail mm-hmm. to everybody who buys tickets and supports the foundation. But also, we're approaching the business community in Sitka, because the idea is that every June, the music festival brings hundreds of people to Sitka. They come down from Juneau and from Anchorage. They may spend the weekend. Some of them spend the whole month. They stay in hotels. They eat in restaurants. They go to art galleries. They shop in the stores. And so one of the appeals we're making is to local businesses to say, hey, if you want to help this continue in perpetuity, if you want to have this continual economic influx into Sitka, then why not make a contribution that is matched this year to the Music Festival Foundation? And so that's one of our approaches. So it's a two-prong, to our normal constituents who love and come to the festival, and to the business community who can benefit from the influx of visitors coming to Sitka.
So you're probably getting this word out during the shows as well.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. We have a table that we set up at each performance where we have a little brochure and some ways of contacting us and just informing people to it. It's also important for us to say that this challenge grant expires on August 31st.
Right.
So we need to get that money before August 31st. And right now we have about 22% of our goal, about $11,000 in contributions.
Okay. So if people are interested, we're close to running out of time here for our interview, but if people are interested, there's a website.
Right.
SitkaMusicFoundation.org. It's hard for those of us who have been here for a while to remember that summer is not part of that.
Drop that summer.
Part of that thing. So SitkaMusicFestival.org is a place where you can
Sitka
go.
Sitka Musical Foundation.
Ah, I did it wrong.
That's right.
Sitka Music Foundation. It's right in
Sitka
front of
Music
me.
SitkaMusicFoundation.org.
So we will also, we will have the interview here on Raven Radio posted on our website so you can look again. You can always look on the community calendar for upcoming events that are helped subsidized if that's the right word to use, by the foundation. That's all we have for today,
well,
Rich.
One final thing.
Any parting comments?
I will be at a desk at the festival, and if you want to come and talk to me about it or drop off a check, I'll be there from 6:15 on. Okay. On Friday.
Okay, so we've got lots of events coming up. You can always ask somebody, any of the people that we mentioned before. You can look for Rich or look for Charlie and talk about the foundation. Thanks to you both so much for coming in. Appreciate your time and the work you're doing to help keep the music festival alive here in Sitka. After 50 years, this is the 52nd year. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you.